Good morning again, Les, and we want to ask you, the Heritage Council is met quite a bit, and I know there's quite a bit of activity going on. Could you give us an update on the activity for the Heritage Council?
The Route 6 Heritage Corporation granted Smethport a grant to do some studying on increasing tourism in Smethport, and we became the first Route 6 Heritage community. Since then, that community study has been turned over to the borough, and it is now known as the Smethport Heritage Council. But it's important to remember that the origin of that came from the Route 6 organization. 3 years ago or so, we had several community-wide meetings in which we gathered information to increase tourism from many borough residents that attended the meetings. We've since worked on these things, and we began to implement the ideas that they came up with. And of course, you may already know, the first one and the really biggest one is the Mansion District Walking Tour. The brochures are out for that. There are several people from out of town coming in already taking the tours and talking very positively about their experience. And this is a great benefit for the exposure and the promotion of Smethport. Its heritage is really greatly tied to those big mansions on Main Street. They're representative of the historical significance of what actually built this community and this whole area. So it's a really great resource for us to have them and to give the tourists a nice destination to come to. The second thing that's going on is the formation of the Smethport Creative Art League, which is underneath the Heritage Council. They're looking for memberships of all kinds, and again, you can contact either Julie Mader or the borough office to find out how to become a member of that, especially if you're a creative artist. The third thing that's happening is the Potato Creek Trail Association, which has done some tremendous hard work over the course of the winter and into the summer, and have begun to identify several different trails around the Smethport area. The first one is the Shawmut Trail, which goes from Route 6 down by the Tasty Freeze out in behind the county home, and also the old BB&K narrow gauge, which is runs parallel to that along the Marvin Creek Valley. Only segments of that are in working order just now, and the group hopes to increase that as time goes on. The Goose Chaser Trail is up and running, and it's on the back channel of Hamlin Lake Park. And that's in pretty good shape, and we're hoping to make that into an interpretive trail in the very near future. The group for the Trail Association is just about ready to make signs for some of the trailheads that are part of the trail system. There will be a trailhead for the Wolfinger Trail System, compliments of Sandy Wolfinger, who has donated the use of many of his roads for logging up on the north side of the town hill for use on the trails and for the trail people. And there'll be another trailhead down in beside the Little League field designating the trailhead for the Shawmut Railroad and also for the Goose Chaser Trail. This is a really big development, and they hope to also tie this trail system in with some other trails in the area so that there's one great big huge network also penetrating into the Allegheny National Forest. Again, the Smethport website is up and running. For those of you who are not aware of its existence yet, it's the smethportpa.org website, and it has a lot of updated information on ongoing news and events in Smethport, things happening with the Heritage Council, and a wealth of information regarding our borough and its functions and how to reach the borough for applications, for instance, for one of the pavilions down in Hamlin Lake Park. The Hamlin Lake Park itself is also being extensively studied right now by a professional planning group, and the purpose of that study is to correlate all of the ideas that were given by the community at one of these community meetings and to extensively redevelop the park and do something a little bit more better than what it had been in the past. Facade improvement program is also being looked at the time, and although there isn't been much done yet on it, we are hoping that a grant will come through soon that we can use to help businesses choosing to redevelop their fronts of their buildings. So that's it for now.
I just have one question. less on the trails. Are these just for hikers, or who all can use these trails?
Well, depending on which trail it is, there's no motorized vehicles that are allowed on them, but you can do all the hiking that you want, ride a trail bike that's non-motorized. There's cross-country skiing that you can do. And we have to be really careful, and we have to respect the laws of the state and ensure that non-motorized vehicles are not used on this system. Or we could jeopardize the trail system for future use by all the enthusiasts that like the outdoors.
I thank you very much.